When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about office politics and corporate culture. And the reason we're talking about office politics is because when I announced hashtag a pod a day in May in the Facebook group a few weeks ago, or a few weeks before a pod a day in May started, I should say, so many people contributed questions or just made comments around how to deal with corporate culture, how to manage difficult personalities in the workplace, how to deal with office bullies and more. In fact, when I went through it, I'd say that questions and comments around the workplace and challenges within the workplace in terms of dynamics and the like made up around 60% of the topic requests that came into the group. So I don't want to disappoint you, but this isn't going to be a long episode because this requires expert intervention and expert contribution. But I didn't want to skim past the subject during the daily podcast because clearly it's something we need to have a bigger conversation or conversations about. And moreover, it's something that clearly is affecting a lot of listeners. So rather than half-ass an episode where I give my top tips for managing office politics, this is really me signposting that I'm in search of human resources experts, psychologists who specialise in these sorts of dynamics, and similar skills and people to appear on the show to really unpick and hopefully add constructive comment and input into the conversation that is then useful for you, my most excellent listeners. The second reason I don't want to weigh in on the subject without some sort of supervision is because there's a reason why I work for myself. I do not have a good track record of working in an office. I am not a good office politics / corporate culture example. I don't like time wasters. I think if you're going to do a job, you should do it properly. I'm passionate about what I do and unapologetically so. And if I feel that isn't the general vibe, then you can read the displeasure on my face. And as for corporate culture, it's been my experience that the bigger the business, the slower one is able to move forward. And I just don't get on with that. I feel like, you know, you should be making progress every single day. Have a goal, work towards it. I'll leave it there because this could turn into a rant and there's no value in it. Let's move forward positively. But I do want there to be some value in having tuned into this a pod a day in May and for there to be some useful takeaway. So if you're somebody who has contributed that question or if you're thinking, oh yes, actually, I really want a show on how to deal with office politics or I really want an episode where I can understand how to deal with corporate culture because it is quite tricky to kind of manage all the dynamics and whatnot, then there, I just want to say it is on its way, but I have done a little bit of research on helpful resources for the here and now for dealing with office politics, personality clashes in the workplace and those sorts of office-based issues. And actually, Forbes.com is a great resource. There's a great piece over there, and I'll link all of the things that I'm about to talk about in the show notes about how to survive a cutthroat corporate culture. And it signposts the things to prioritise when there's an unhealthy dynamic, shall we say. And it's in the form of a Q&A, and the A is contributed by Liz Ryan, who is the co-founder of Human Workplace, which helps people steer their careers in whatever direction they wish. It's a really interesting proposition, actually. And you may also find her article, The Moment I Realized I Was Working for an Idiot, a fun read. There you go. It might just make you feel a little bit better in the short term. There's also another great feature on Forbes.com by Bonnie Marcus on what you can learn from office politics and what you can learn from the dynamics that are at play in your workplace and how you can use them, use your understanding of those dynamics to your advantage, which sometimes when you get caught up in the muddiness of it all, it's impossible to think anything other than this is just the worst. But actually, this sort of encourages you and allows you to see how taking a step back can be really helpful and can serve your purpose. And also, not to get too stressed about it, essentially. There's also a really good quick read on CNBC.com about the five things you can do to deal with office politics, which serves as a nice reminder if you're at the point where you just want to start dropping truth bombs, that there are other tactics that you can use. Again, obviously, the links will be in the show notes. And if there is something else I wanted to say about this, I was really quite overwhelmed and shocked and surprised at how many people wanted an episode on office politics and corporate culture and dealing with difficulties with people in the workplace. It surprised me how many comments there were and how clearly this is such a big topic that needs to be unpicked. And if there's anything we can take away from that in the super short term, it's that if it is something that you're dealing with, then you're not alone. The fact that about 60% of the contribution was to ask about this or managing it, dealing with it, how to overcome it. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, God, you know what, I've got the worst boss, or my colleagues are the worst, or any of that, you're so not alone.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And that sometimes can be as comforting as a solution, just to know that actually I'm not alone. So I'm going to get my zen on and I'm going to figure out how to deal with this in a way that actually makes me feel good. You know, keep your side of the street clean and figure out what else is going on in the office and kind of navigate away from the obstacles. There are also lots of books on office politics. And for anyone who wants to really do a bit of a deep dive or wants to immerse themselves in helpful resources, then these are the two books that I've heard the best things about. Full disclosure, I haven't read them yet. I've read excerpts from them and I think they're really nicely written, all of that kind of stuff. But I'm taking these on recommendations from people I know who have read them. So the first one is Office Politics, How to Thrive in a World of Lying, Backstabbing and Dirty Tricks. And this is by psychologist Oliver James. And the thing that's really interesting about this is that it's chock full of research and interviews. So it's very honest accounts of office politics and the dynamics in the workplace, and how actually learning to play the game, and in inverted commas, is just as important as fulfilling your roles and responsibilities on your contract of employment. And another good read, and I had really quite a few people say to me, this is definitely one to a really good read, but also a good reference book in terms of going back to it, is Be Bulletproof, How to Achieve Success in Tough Times at Work. And that's written by two business trainers, James Brook and Simon Brook. And that covers a lot from things that you have to build muscle with in the workplace, like how to deal with criticism, because let's face it, we can't all go in and ace it every day. In order to grow, one has to be told what you're doing wrong so that one can do it right the next time. And also, whether that constructive criticism is given constructively or if it's given and it wounds you, how to deal with all of that. Things like how to deal with redundancy or losing your job for whatever reason. And also, mea culpa, what to do if you screw up, what to do if you make mistakes, and how to move on from them. And there's a lot more in there. And if you're in a difficult working culture, it's a helpful companion and much more helpful than having a lunchtime whinge to your work pals, which might feel good in the short term, but actually only makes you seem like the miserable one who's causing the problem. So consider this a placeholder. Trust me, we're going to deep dive into office politics and corporate culture and more, but hang tight, because I need to get this right for you. This is clearly something that is affecting a lot of you. So I need to get the right people because I'm never going to knowingly under-deliver to you, my most excellent listeners. If you want to get in touch with me, if you have a question about corporate culture, corporate office politics, that sort of thing, and you want to email me and maybe I can pose that question to an expert that I do subsequently get on, please email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. If you want to have a conversation in the short term with an excellent group of people, then may I highly recommend the closed Facebook group for The Emma Guns Show. It is populated with nearly 2,500 brilliant people who are excellent at weighing in on this sort of subject. They're very bright. We have a lot of discussions in there and it's a safe place. You have to answer two questions in order to get into the group. You do have to answer them. If you only answer one, I'm sorry, I can't let you in. It's very simple. They're not hard questions, but it's just so that nobody gets in and sort of tries to sell to you or any of that kind of nonsense. That is a safe place and it's been designed to be a place where you can openly go and have that conversation and say, look, this is what I'm struggling with. What do you think? And there are, as I said, brilliant, brilliant people in that group who offer excellent advice. And I like having them at the other end of a keyboard so that if I need their help. So close Facebook group, the link to join will be in the show notes. DM me on Twitter and Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns, or email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. We're really going to do this, and I'm going to try and make it as meaty and as useful for you as possible. I want it to have as much takeaway so that you can go off and feel happy in work, whatever that may be. So thank you for listening to this A Pod A Day in May, this little placeholder on what will lead to several, I expect, several shows. But it's been a delight to have your company, and I will see you on the next one.